This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
President Trump isn't losing political capital with Republicans in Congress, Republicans in the United States, or frankly, unaffiliated voters in the United States. He's doing exactly what the people told him they wanted him to do. He is, and maybe people on the other side look at it as creating chaos, but he is turning the federal government upside down, and he is trying to find areas that we can reduce spending. And if we...
Yep, absolutely true. That is Congressman Ken Buck talking there, trying to school the folks over at CNN. They're not listening. But we've got Congressman Bob Onder from the 3rd Congressional District on the phone this morning. And Bob, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Great to be back.
Great to have you on here. You know what Buck was talking about there is this meltdown. I listened to Chuck Schumer last night. He's so worried about Ken Vogt getting in at OMB because he's afraid he's going to slash budgets. Guess what? That's what we elected him to do.
Absolutely, Mark, and that's exactly what voters elected a Republican Congress to do. Look, we are spending our children and our grandchildren into oblivion in Washington, D.C. We have a $36 trillion debt, $100,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States, and we need to get control over it. And I'll tell you, this garbage, like some of these programs that Trump shut down at the USAID, are very low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, I would say that still baffles me. Before I get onto the USAID stuff, what you know, I see headlines that Republicans are bickering behind closed doors over how deep spending cuts should go in addition to renewing the Trump tax cuts. What's the truth about that? Because obviously the media would love to gin up a controversy over this.
Well, you know, I hate to use the word bickering, but there are some Republicans, you know, like me, who are more enthused about cutting spending than others.
Yes.
And I will tell you, too, most of these, you know, this all gets talked about in the context of a reconciliation bill where we have to, quote, pay for renewing the Trump tax cuts. Again, I've never liked the idea of, quote, paying for a tax cut because, as I see it, it's our money, not the government's money. And allowing people to keep more of their own hard-earned money is just a good thing. But also a good thing is to get spending reined in. And therefore, you know, if you want to talk about paying for the tax cut, you can. That's great, too. But, you know, unfortunately, there are some Republicans who don't want to tackle welfare programs. We really badly need to add reforms, especially work requirements to Medicaid. Medicaid roles dramatically expanded under Obamacare and then under COVID, where eligibility and income wasn't checked. But more than that, we know from the 1996 welfare reform bill that Newt Gingrich and the Republicans passed and that Clinton signed. Reforms like that in our entitlement programs are enormously successful. Within 2 years of that bill passing, 80% of people on welfare got jobs, and on average, their family income doubled.
Wow.
And just as importantly, those parents then gave their kids that good example of hard work, of getting up out of bed in the morning and doing a productive job as opposed to sitting watching TV. Look, it really is something we need to tackle, and I don't know why it doesn't enjoy unanimous support among Republicans. But at the end of the day, I think we will tackle spending. We will renew Trump's tax cuts, and we will turn around this horrific economy that Joe Biden and the Democrats left us with.
You talk about being productive, and I think that's one of the main reasons why Trump is saying, hey, federal workers, you need to come back to the office. He's offering all these buyouts. And the latest numbers I've seen were more than 60,000 people have already taken that, agreed to it. What's the word there on Capitol Hill? I mean, what are people saying about all these federal workers and the number of people who have said, yeah, I'll go ahead and take this basically paid severance?
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are, at least we Republicans are happy about this. I mean, I wish quite a few more would take the government up on that offer. Look, I mean, it was something like 92% of federal workers had not shown up to work in quite some time. They were allegedly working from home, and we know some people really do work very hard from home, but we know others don't. And we also know that some of these federal employees just had second jobs. They were just collecting the federal paycheck from the government job and, you know, working a full-time second job. So, I mean, this is the kind of waste, fraud, and abuse that we need to get to the bottom of. And, you know, thank goodness for Donald Trump. Thank goodness for Elon Musk and Doge that, you know, finally this is a major focus of a Republican presidential administration. And I just couldn't be more pleased.
Amen. Yeah, I agree with that completely. We're talking to Congressman Bob Onder. I saw you put out on Twitter X yesterday that you and Allison got to attend that prayer breakfast where the president announced a new committee. Like every day it's something new, this time to look into anti-Christian bias. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think that is terrific. I mean, diversity, equity, and inclusion seems too often to mean anybody but whites, anybody but males, anybody but Christians. So and Jews. Oh yeah, we're DEI is anti-Semitic as well. So I mean, no, I think we need any kind of bias in our society based on race or color or creed or national origin is bad. And we need to get to the bottom of it. I mean, we know, for instance, that Christians praying peacefully in front of abortion clinics were targeted by the Justice Department and in some cases imprisoned. We know that, you know, conservative Catholics who like to attend Latin masses were investigated by the Justice Department and the FBI. So, yes, I do believe there was an anti-Christian bias to the bias to the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah. Bob Onder with us, Congressman from the 3rd Congressional District. Has there been any surprises for you, Bob, since you took office up there? You got sworn in, watching how things work. I mean, I know it's probably maybe a little different than what you expected, even though you served in the Senate here for so long. Any surprises to how the swamp works up there?
Well, hey, you know, yeah, some things aren't surprising. Some things are surprising. You know, it is funny. We don't do as much, I would say, on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives as I maybe expected. You know, many times we would go, and of course the Missouri House even moved faster. But many times we would consider, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 bills in a day on the floor of the Missouri Senate, you know, excepting when there was a filibuster over something really controversial. We seem to spend a lot of time in committee. We have a lot more meeting requests. But maybe to some extent that is how it should be, because getting bills, so-called marked up, amended, and so on, in good form in committee, rather than bringing large volumes of bills to the floor, is probably a good thing. So it's definitely different than my experience in the Missouri General Assembly.
Yeah, good. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, giving us some updates, and I'm loving it. I don't know about you. I said it's like drinking out of a fire hose now that Trump's only been in office 2.5 weeks, and wow, I can't believe it.
Yeah, what a difference a good executive makes. But we need to put a lot of Trump's reforms into statute, you know, because I think we'd be kidding ourselves to think that we'd have, you know, a Donald Trump or a J.D. Vance in office the rest of our lives. So we have to be prepared to rein in future executives with, you know, with legislation, with statutory law that the next Democrat president can't open our borders all over again and persecute Christians all over again and allow the pediatric transgender clinics to take off again. We need to pass some legislation on these things.
Outstanding. Congressman Onder, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep, have a great day.
Great to be back.
Yeah,
have a good weekend.
Talk to you soon. We appreciate that. Good to get Bob on. He's right. I'm sure that was a little bit of a shock to the system to see how things operate up there. We see clips and we imagine that. Well, you know, when I briefly held elected office, Kim, in Wildwood as a city councilman out there, and it opened my eyes a little bit to how that whole thing works. People think you're mad about something and you show up to the council meeting to complain about it. There's a very good chance that whatever they voted on at that council meeting was decided the week before, because they already know when it comes out of committee often how it's going to go. They've already whipped the votes. They know they have enough votes to get something through. And whatever you stand up and complain about at the council meeting is often not enough to alter that.
Yeah.
If you're really interested in impacting these things, you got to get involved. You got to go to those like planning and zoning meetings and things like that before the decisions are actually made. To me, that was an eye-opening experience. I'm sure it has been for Congressman Onder.
That's good insight, Mark, that I don't think a lot of people realize. That makes sense, and I know that a lot of these decisions are made beforehand in different meetings, but I think that's something people should know who want to get involved and feel like, why aren't you listening to me? Why aren't you... look at all these people complaining. Why aren't you taking action? Well, that's why.
Yeah, that's exactly why, because oftentimes the decisions are made long before you ever find out about it. Let's put it that way.
Get more at 971talk.com.